Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
This doesn't feel like a normal Friday. This doesn't feel like a Friday at all.
It does. It's like we're only one of the few shows working. I tell you what, we grind here, man.
Oh,
TNR, they worked right through the end.
Stop it.
You, me, and Hardy, we're working, hanging out.
Real grinders sitting here in the chair.
Rise and grind. Rise and grind. You know what it is? It's, yeah. They say you want to run the rock.
Real hard work.
Yeah, run the rock, tote the rock.
Please.
Yeah. It's a it's getaway day, which, you know, that goes for me.
Oh, great. There it is, Hardy.
Opening thought. He's gotten,
he's gotten so brazen with his not giving a bleep attitude
about
these days. And now he just comes in and declares
it. No, I care. I'm
nothing,
here.
Nothing should be expected of me today
because
it's a Friday and I'm on vacation next week.
I'm not on vacation yet. And I won't be on vacation until 2 o'clock.
You just called it a getaway day. It's, for all intents and purposes, the same thing.
I treat getaway day because I get to pick the music. Jim, don't I pick music on getaway day?
I think we all do.
We all
do. Not today.
Not today.
Oh. Be one of those days.
Jim's
huh?
grinding. Jim's not taking any days off back there.
You want to be one of those days.
If you notice, I haven't played any of the really best Christmas music. It's all coming out today.
Oh, really?
My man. And a new song from Tom and Worcester.
Yes. New song from Tom and Worcester.
Yes.
We have a special treat for...
Can we get that one early? I feel like we could play that multiple times.
Yeah. How about next?
Yes. Terrific.
We got a special treat for one of the cutest, cleanest interns we've ever had, Brian. Very neat and tidy.
He is clean.
So Brian emailed Jim last week.
Let him in.
Brian emailed and said, do you think it would be possible that I come in and do a segment before the...
He could do an hour
the end of the internship.
You want to do an hour today?
You could do a show. And our instant reaction was, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not talking.
So guess when he texted me this question.
A couple days ago, right?
Last Friday, when Felger and Maz had their guest co-hosts in, and then after he heard the first couple ones, he's like, you know what?
I can do this. I can be better than these guys.
You know what? I like that. See, he gets the biz.
So I don't know if you guys have anything prepared for him, but
I
said, you know what?
I told
if
him.
You don't have anything prepared for him,
I'm going to sit here and stare at him.
Just have something planned just in case.
It's a blank canvas.
I said, I will be Sarge.
See, I look upon these things as him, you know, sitting back there for months, listening to us spew our garbage, and he's got a lot to say in response to things that we've all said, and he wants to come in here and he wants to state his case on several subjects. Brian, is that an accurate portrayal of what you want to do?
No, he literally heard the Felger Maz show and then
he bring
said,
chocolates
I can do
today.
Do what?
He bring chocolate.
Do a
today.
Segment.
Yes, he gave us all Brazilian chocolates.
Did you
nice.
Eat any yet?
No,
no,
Tom
I did,
though.
Go for some now.
He did bring us Brazilian chocolates, and for that, Brian, I want to say obrigado.
Obrigado.
Mr. Roboto.
It's Portuguese for thank you.
Yes, it's for Dono Barigato.
He taught
Mr.
me that this morning.
He taught you that.
And if you say if you say it to a woman, you say obrigada.
Obrigada. Oh, obrigada.
It's not Japanese.
Yeah, it's not Japanese.
Obrigado. Obrigada. Hey, Danielson.
All right, you have no opening take.
I do have an opening take.
What is it?
I do. So I just did a hit with the Dan Patrick Show. It's very nice of Dan to have me on his show. I love Dan Patrick. I did the show about the same time.
During the interview?
No, Dan's good. We did
this
last
time. Great guy, but
Dan always calls when there's like stuff bubbling, starting to bubble, or the drama or the Palace Queue of the Josh Gordon stuff, and he calls, and we start talking.
He's so mellow.
He goes, all right, gun to the head. How do the Patriots do? Do the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, or do they lose, and when do they lose? And I said, that's a great question.
Oh.
I said, tell me where the game's at. He goes, ooh, okay. He goes, well, what's a tough spot for him? I said, I think there's two unusual spots for them on the road. Say it plays out. Say they went out, Dan, and I said, we've been on, and I've called games for 12-4 Super Bowl runs where they've gone deep with Revis and Browner. Now I said, it changes year to year because you feel differently about the team. If this team ends up 11-5, so they're one off the 12-4 pace, yeah, you feel differently about this team. You don't feel great about it. But I said, how do you feel about the rest of the league? Tell me where those games are at. I said, there's two unusual places where they played. He said, whoa, Houston, right? I said, no, au contraire. I said, I think the Houston matchup is good for them. I think they match up well against Houston. I think they know Houston. They know how to take care of Houston. They played against them. I said, if we got to go to San Diego, and I said, I've been talking about the Chargers for 7 weeks and Phillip Rivers. And he said, I love them. I said, I do too. And I said, it's an unusual venue, right? And he said, oh, that's right. Soccer stadium. I said, yeah, 28,000-seat soccer stadium that your home fan base might actually take over. Meaning a lot of Patriots fans will go and probably pack that stadium if it comes to that. And I said, you know what Kansas City is. That's a house of horrors. You don't want to play in Kansas City. Nobody wants to play there. Hopefully somebody will pop Kansas City. But I said, I'll guarantee you this. If they host and somehow find a way to get that number two seed and they end up playing at home in an AFC title game, they don't lose. They're going to the Super Bowl. They don't lose at home. They will not lose an AFC championship game at home. If they lose, it'll be at Kansas City or at the Chargers, because I think the Chargers is a tough spot. Weird venue. Weird venue, team you don't really know. You know, you already played the Chiefs. You beat the Chiefs this year. Chiefs don't play well in primetime. I'm not, and I've told you this, I'm not concerned about Houston. I don't worry about Houston. You need to find a way to leapfrog them to get the number two seed. That's what you need to find a way to do. That's, you've got to win out. I don't care what these last two games look like. You've got to find a way to get to 11-5 and allow everything else to fall in place for you. Keep your fingers crossed. Hope that KC gets popped or LA, whoever's the number one seed or whatever, however that thing's going to shake down. And hopefully you will host an AFC title game. I don't know if that's the case. But I tell you what, if you play at home, they're not losing at home. And that's my opening thought. On the road, tough spot. At home, they're not losing.
Here's a question I have for you as an opening thought.
Like that.
Would you say that Chris Hogan's time in New England has been disappointing?
Is that coming off a Super Bowl based on how he played in a Super Bowl?
Just or when how he's signed? Played, period.
I'll tell you this.
The 3 years that he's been here.
I'm going to tell you this. I didn't know who Chris Hogan was when they signed him. Like, I knew the name. But then you had to go in and look. Okay, was he at Buffalo his whole tenure? Oh, he played lacrosse. That's right. He did play lacrosse. Oh, he had a nice couple years there in Buffalo. Good player. Good possession guy. When Chris Hogan was brought here, I never had the envision or envisioned Chris Hogan being a number one or a number two receiver. I always thought they were going to layer him as a three or a four because you had Gronk, you had James White, you had Edelman, you had Danny Amendola here at the time. So Chris Hogan was forced to blend with all these guys, guys like Malcolm Mitchell and that. Coming off that Super Bowl and the way he played in that Super Bowl, you know, against the Atlanta Falcons, yeah, I think my expectations went up for him.
I think
his agent started to run his mouth about backing up the Brinks truck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
You have to pay this guy.
Well, I would just say that his most memorable game or most impactful game may have been the win over Pittsburgh.
Playoffs. Yeah.
Right? Sure. I mean, that's his biggest game.
Pittsburgh playoff game. It's huge.
And so he's got four touchdowns in the playoffs since he's been here over really two seasons, not three, because this is the third season. Okay. So he's, you know, two touchdowns a year in the playoffs. And there was sort of this thought at the start of the year that he could step up and fill in and help fill the void left by no Edelman over the first 4 weeks. That's when his agent said this that you're referencing.
I was talking to our boy Hokie this morning. Hokie. How's 15 going to do up there this year? Tell me what he's going to do now. You're out of there. You saw Cooks get his bag yesterday. Brandon did. I was happy for him, and I texted his agent congratulations. And but with him gone and you gone, and you know Jules looks like he's going to have to sit for the first month, man. Hoagie's in a good spot, baby. I'm going to get him a gigantic bag either this season or after.
You have to.
He's next.
So that is Danny Amendola asking the question of the agent for Chris Hogan, and that's on a Barstool podcast that was at the start of the year. And he said, I'm going to get him a huge bag. Get him a huge bag of cash.
Bag of what? Poop?
I would say this to Chris Hogan.
That was bad.
Listen, Chris.
That was really, really bad.
You have certainly not earned a big bag of cash to this point this season. But here's your opportunity. Here it is. You got two regular season games left, and you got whatever they got in the playoffs.
You know what?
You want to earn a big bag of cash? It's right there in front of you.
Did you see the Marquise Flowers tweet from the other day?
Do us all a favor, Chris. Go do something.
I would love that to be the case, but we know what has happened when he had the opportunity to do that in the first few weeks. And look,
you know how many catches he had in those first 4 weeks? Eight. Two a game.
I know.
He had a good game against Jacksonville.
When he's the guy,
he didn't earn the bag of cash in the first month.
When he's the guy, he can't be the guy. When he was able to really, really contribute, I think, is when Gronkowski went down a couple of seasons ago. And then he was just, who's this guy making all these catches?
So you issue a challenge here, Hardy. That's what you do. That's what you say. Cool. Are you a complimentary player or are you a guy that's going to deserve a huge bag as your agent claims?
It's like a rally cry.
What are you?
It's like a rally.
Are you nothing more than that complimentary player that we think you are? Because that's all you've really been here.
Okay.
Outside of a few flashes.
Well, did you see the Marquise Flowers
tweet
the other day?
I did not.
Something about regarding, y'all chuckled this, but Chris Hogan be all over Boston, be wide open all the time. And somebody else close to the team told me, don't fall asleep on Chris Hogan.
And you know what else?
So this kid,
I would say?
This is heading your way where, are we gonna be doing a post game or you'll be doing that post game on Sunday talking about, holy crap, Chris Hogan was phenomenal.
I think it's time to issue a challenge to Tom Brady as well. We need to call out Tom Brady as it relates to Chris Hogan.
Somebody got
to
get Chris Hogan a ball.
Yep. Why don't we do that?
I want to see Chris Hogan make a play without being 10 yards wide open.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Crime rate is in Worcester. Take a shot.
You're not even listening to the lyrics.
Oh, I heard this song over and over and over. Playoff time is here. This is Tom. Our buddy Tom, the cop from Worcester, who paints, who delivers wood, who sings.
Third and long has gone all wrong.
Third and long has gone all wrong. And in his spare time, he's a cop. If he can fit it all in. This gets me fired up for the playoffs. I'm sorry.
It's good. Tom doesn't love it. T-Bone and Jim don't love it. You're talking all over it.
I love the graphic.
It's a work of art. It's a work of art. 617-779-0985.
So disturbing.
Here's one more thing.
Look how happy I am.
Here's one more thing.
I love Christmas. Look at that. That's what that says.
Tom Brady's got to throw the ball to Chris Hogan.
Who's the guy in the top left?
Okay, listen to me.
Beetle. Who's
Tom Brady's got to throw the ball to James White. Okay?
Well, he can't do that if James White isn't on the field or if James White is losing snaps. I agree with you, Hardy. We've been over that. That has to be part of the filling of the void.
But for Beetle. Chris Hogan, and by the way, we had our, predict your game changer in the game thing in the pregame last week. You know who I picked?
Who'd you pick?
Chris Hogan. And I looked brilliant
for 5 minutes.
A play, right? But that's what you need from Chris Hogan in order for him to make a meaningful contribution in what will end up being a Patriots win, is make a couple of big plays. Doesn't have to be 7-8 catches. You want to know why? I don't want him being targeted 10 or 11 times. I want James White to be targeted 10, 11, 12 times. And then have Chris Hogan be the guy that, oh, all of a sudden he's open now because we've been going to James White or Dorsett or Gronkowski exclusively, and then he gets open a couple of times. So while I think it's important for him to contribute.
I think we're making two different points here, because my point is that Brady has not looked to James White. Chris Hogan.
Or has he, and he hasn't been open? That's a question for Zoe.
I think there have been places where he's been open and he won't get the look for Brady.
Other than the time against Pittsburgh when he was the most open receiver the NFL has had in this season.
My man Sosie did one of those little sponsorship sit-downs with Hogan.
Yeah.
The thing about a week ago.
That.
And he said, yeah, Chris Hogan was named 7-11 because he was always open. And Hogan stopped him and said, I'm still open.
I think there have been plays where he's open and he's not getting the looks.
I think there's plays where you're open, but maybe the read doesn't take you there.
He was open in the back of the end zone, but Brady threw it 13 feet over his head.
Yeah.
Brady's got to look for him more.
Yeah.
They've got to make an effort to get him the ball.
And I think, you know what?
Tough to find.
And the loss of Josh Gordon is going to force him to do that.
Just a little guy.
You know what I mean? Because if you're out there and you say, okay, in a pinch now, am I going to Gordon or am I going to Hogan? Or am I going to Dorsett or Hogan? Hogan's the guy. You're going to Hogan. It will. The loss of Gordon will force him to look more to Hogan.
617-779-0985. Mike is in Rentham. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, Zoe, I agree with you 100%. Pats are going to get to the Super Bowl if they get home field advantage, and here's why. Older players have to play a mentally tough game when they get older and they can't physically do it. Pats had four losses this year where they weren't mentally in the game. First one against Matty, the best coach they ever loved. They weren't mentally in the game. Next loss against the Titans, they were bunch of guys nursing injuries, waiting for the bye week. They weren't physically ready. They were thinking about that bye week. They go up against Miami. Belichick makes a dumbass mistake with not rushing two guys and having nine back and putting rookies on the field to defend the miracle in Miami. There's your third loss. And then the fourth loss is 15 penalties, whatever the hell it was, against Pittsburgh. A leopard never changes his spots. The Pats will be mentally tough come playoff time, and they're going to get deep into the playoffs.
Well, they haven't been that yet, and I hope that changes, and I hope you're right. I hope they revert to what they should be.
Yep.
What's so funny?
Jim screenshotted the NBC Sports thing. You're a woman.
You're now distracting him. You're now distracting him during the show, Jim.
No, I'm not. I didn't know he has phone on. I'm checking text.
Oh, really? Did you miss the segment yesterday at Warrior where he was literally down, crouched over his phone?
Well, it was only one segment, Beetle. He was only.
They tell me that Beetle is not a woman, but Tom is a woman.
And there's Tom. Look how stiff Tom is.
We've lost him for the show. I mean, no, it's 10:25 and he's gone.
That's later than I thought.
He's totally gone. Totally, totally gone. Sherry in North Providence. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How you guys doing? I have a comment on the Josh Gordon drama. I think it's a relief to the team that he's no longer with the team. I don't think he's a loss to us. I think his issues have consumed the team. I think
Stop that.
Absolutely. No, they haven't.
Have not.
Based on what?
Have you heard the whole team talk about when they heard the news? They have this thing. It's called get up and get ready at 7:45. Like, wake up.
Nobody knew anything was going on until yesterday.
They said they started to talk, well, where's Josh? He's not here for the 7:45. Let's go. Let's get our hype meeting before the 8 o'clock meeting. And Bill dropped the dime at 8 a.m.
He hasn't been on time all season. And if that hasn't...
There was a bus that he showed up late.
A single one.
One bus.
That you know of.
Correct.
Anyone with these issues that he's had... Clearly, he's had an issue this entire time. He's a talented player. I'll give him that. But to take on someone of that nature and have such a talented team in addition to him, and have this has affected each and every one of them. And I think they're relieved. I think they'll be relieved that he's gone. I think we'll see more of Hogan. I think we'll see more of White. We'll definitely see Brady play a better game because he's not consumed by having to focus on Josh Gordon and babysit Josh Gordon.
Okay, Sherry, I'll give you this, that
sure.
I do think that
Sherry
they,
be great
they will
for
get
talk radio. It's all would, speculation.
I tell you what, I could talk to Sherry all day because
yes.
So go ahead and finish. But I have something to say to her too.
No, but I think this gets you back to your core beliefs of what you are and what you are offensively. Right. I think you were forced to adapt and make, and I think you labored tirelessly to make Josh Gordon fit with you, and it was right. 11 weeks of just time and energy, and you spent it and. It's coming on, but we never saw it, like, to explode. Go ahead.
Okay. Sherry may be, you know, wanting to take a victory lap if they have a good game on Sunday and they get a win over Buffalo, but it may not have as much to do with Josh Gordon as much as it has them just pulling their heads out of their asses and playing well after a couple of, a meltdown on the final play against Miami and then just not playing well against Pittsburgh. To think that this team has been consumed with Josh Gordon and somehow infected by his tardiness and that having him there was some kind of a distraction, I don't even give much credence to what Zoe just said about how they've been struggling now for 15 weeks to work him in. Have they? Or did they throw it to him a few times and work with him a little bit, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't? You got 53 guys in that locker room.
It takes a spot up on your offense, and it cuts the field in half for you if he isn't engaged.
It does, but he made his contributions. Was it really just this, you know, 24/7 effort of how are we going to get Josh Gordon involved with the offense, or was it working with him a little bit? Like, you have to work with somebody new every single season. You don't bring back the same starters on offense every single year.
We've been saying it since week one. Something doesn't look right with this offense. Something doesn't look right. And whether it was clicking or even when they were scoring 35, 38 points, Brady would still go to the podium, even up in Buffalo, and said, we left points out there. We should have hit 50 today. And he's right. And we're waiting for this offense to click and explode. And this is going to make McDaniels be better, too.
It's a much.
This is what we hope. We cross our fingers. And we know how they've reacted in the past. They've always figured it out and adapt and say, okay, we're going to roll with what we have. They're not bringing anybody in.
No, but it's a much happier scenario for a Patriots fan to say, you know, this was, you know, Josh Gordon, this is part of the problem of why they weren't really gelling and why they weren't firing on all cylinders. That is a much nicer scenario than your quarterback's getting older, your slot receiver is banged up, your tight end, who used to be dominant, looks like a guy playing in his last year of football, and collectively the big three aren't as good as they were last year or the year before or the year before that. Much easier to say Josh Gordon was a problem. They couldn't fit him in. Now they'll get back to the way they
were. I'm not going
to
sit here. I will not.
What's more likely?
I'm not going to kick a guy when he's down or when he was out. I never thought Josh Gordon was a problem here. I would never refer to him as a problem.
I didn't get that sense either.
I know people are like, well, why do you take these type of people? Do you study this league? Do you understand what issues guys across this league have? Not necessarily with mental health. I'm not even talking about mental health. I'm talking about domestic violence or drugs or anything. Or arrests or DUIs. If you can play, they will find a way to work with you and adapt to you. That's what this league is. The best play, period. That's what I said yesterday. One caller attacked me, but, well, you don't get it. No, I play with guys that don't have that guy's ability that would never, ever get a second chance.
Lack of regret.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time now for the football card. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. Bill Belichick is coming up. All right, Tom, give us your final bad pick of the regular season. We're out of the running quick last week, thanks to you.
My pick wasn't that bad.
It was bad.
So bad?
Not so bad, but it was bad.
Not so bad. I'll take that.
All right.
All right. This is history here today.
We're
making history.
Oh, God.
This will be the first time we can ever... Watch.
I knew it.
We can watch my pick.
I knew it.
On the air.
What time does the game start?
12:30, I think.
Today. Who plays a bowl game on a Friday at 12:30?
They do in the Bahamas. The Bahamas Bowl between FIU and Toledo.
Who do you like in that one?
I like the line. I don't like either team. Don't love either team, but I love the line in this game.
So you're going to bet a push?
Yeah. I just want a good game.
All right. So what is the pick?
It's going to be under 57.5.
Of course.
The line has moved from 66.5 to 57.5.
So why are you going under?
Why are you going under?
Winds in the high 20s. Not going to be a lot of throwing. FIU's quarterback is not playing.
Okay.
So it's going to be the backup quarterbacks.
All right.
For these reasons, under.
So he's hitting the under on the Bahamas Bowl being played at 12:30 today. It's going to kick off in less than 2 hours.
Prime time.
Prime time.
I'll make my pick also since it's not in the Continental 48.
Of course it isn't. Where's this game?
Tomorrow night, 10:30. If you're doing some late minute like Christmas shopping, Christmas wrapping, whatever. Where's Zoe, by the way?
Don't worry about it. He'll be back in a minute.
10:30 tomorrow night, Hawaii. The Hawaii Bowl features Hawaii against Louisiana Tech. I'm going to go with Hawaii, -1.
I love taking...
What are they now? They're not the Rainbow Warriors anymore. What's their name?
Warriors.
Just Warriors.
The Warriors?
Yeah. Where's the game?
Hawaii.
Yeah, I love taking Hawaii when teams visit there. It just makes sense. A lot of travel. Guys are distracted.
For a bowl game, too?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a vacation.
Now, I don't know what the history is. Maybe we should ask RJ this later. When they do, like, the Maui Invitational for basketball. But, like, Duke will come in as a 60-point favorite or something. I'm like, no.
Against Chaminade and lose?
Yeah. Wikipedia tells me they still are the Rainbow Warriors. I thought they had dropped the rainbow at one point.
So they were the Rainbows. They weren't, right? And they added Warrior.
Right. Okay. Now they're the Rainbow Warriors, not just the Hawaii Rainbows.
Skip Holtz, I think, coaches Louisiana Tech.
Okay. Hmm. So we've got the under in the Bahamas Bowl, and we've got Jim's pick of Hawaii tomorrow night. Tomorrow night? Is that what it is?
10:30 tomorrow night.
10:30 tomorrow night. Hardy.
I like the Saturday matchup between the Chargers and the Ravens.
Oh, I do too. I was going to make a pick on that game. What do you like?
Well, we can double down on it. Well,
what
if
do you
like?
It.
Jim, what's the number at?
It's 4.5.
Oh, I like the Chargers.
I do too.
Okay.
That was going to be my pick.
Love them.
There it is.
I saw it at 5.5, so...
We got
I love it at 4.5.
Looking at the Bovada, it says 4.5 here on my screen.
Okay.
So I like it. I don't think the Ravens are getting too much respect.
Yes.
Can you back off that mic a little bit, so? Thank you. Thank you. All right, so that's three picks. What do you have, Zo?
I have the Philadelphia Eagles -1. Or the Houston Texans.
-1.5 now. Does that make a difference to
Jim,
you?
Jim, is it -1 or 1.5?
No, 1.5.
1.5. I'll take the Eagles.
Okay.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Look at that.
You can buy the half point if you don't like the 1.5.
Nope, I like it. They're going to win. Win by 7.
Okay. There it is.
Nice.
Under in the Bahamas Bowl, Hawaii, Chargers to cover the 4.5.
The Bahamas
Eagles,
Bowl?
-1.5.
Who took the Bahamas Bowl?
Who do you think?
Idiot.
It's on today at 12:30. T-Bone took them.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam.
Oh, Jim said he was breaking out the really good stuff today.
This is a good one.
Karen Carpenter.
That's right.
It's always favorite.
She should eat more pie. She had a lot of. I mean, there's groups that sing this song the best, but there's nothing like the Carpenters. It doesn't matter if you're listening at Carpenter's Christmas. Easter Carpenters, 4th of July Carpenters, or just Carpenter's Greatest Hits. You don't turn it off. From Pennsylvania, they'll be traveling to Dixie.
You ever been down to Dixieland? I like how Cadillac Jack just walked by and shook his head at you like, nope.
Gee, the traffic is terrific. Happy Merry Christmas.
Love the one guy who's programmed successfully numerous music stations. But you're like, no.
Keep playing it, Jim.
I always confuse the Carpenters with Captain and Tennille.
Really?
Similar sound. Similar era.
Yes.
Is it really a similar sound?
Around the old oak tree.
That was Tony Orlando.
Same thing. See what I mean? I wouldn't put Ike and Tina in that category, but that's...
No.
Yeah. No. Carpenters, man. She's smooth.
Captain Teal's Love Will Keep Us Together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Muskrat Love, I believe.
Muskrat was creepy.
Muskrat like, Susie, yeah. Muskrat Sam. Like
Carpenters.
Jim, play more Carpenters. Give me another Carpenters song.
Or Captain Tennille.
Or Captain and Tennille.
Did Captain and Tennille ever do a Christmas song?
Oh, I'm sure.
Give me another I'm sure they did.
I can check.
Did the captain ever take his captain's hat off?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
This is Captain and Tennille.
A hippopotamus.
And in Hardy's mind, this sounds like a Carpenter.
Okay, not this,
this
song.
This is the worst song
you
ever.
You said it, not me. I'm sure this one's much better.
Well, this guy really didn't have really good mics recording his piano.
Fisher Price.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Christmas future is far away.
This is not good.
Christmas past.
You take back what you said.
She got a bit of a husky voice. Kathleen Turner?
Hey, I'm going to scare the hell out of you. You're going to get scared and like Christmas today.
Listen to her. Yikes.
It better kick in. Here you go.
Those are Marb Reds right there.
A merry little Christmas.
Very forced.
Let your heart.
Nah, it doesn't roll off. Turn off, Jim.
Much like Karen.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're waiting on Bill Belichick. He's going to step to the podium in any minute in Foxborough.
Yeah. It's running. Elmo and Patsy.
This sounds like Captain and Tennille.
Boy, their production sucks. What'd it cost? $8 to make this record?
Christmas on a cruise.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is Christmas at the local VFW.
Ahoy!
This is
when instrumental.
This is when you go away. Like, we went away that 1 year to Sandals.
Sings by day, steers by night.
Like, we went away to Sandals 1 year. And you're down there, and this is back before we had kids, and everybody's honeymooning, smooching, like, sequin dresses. And there's this one band that plays. So they went, like, to the orchestra band, like, having a nice dinner at the French restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So we go to this Western country cookout the next day, and there's the guy right there. So it was like Hootie the Cowboy. He had the big cowboy hat on, the handkerchief tied around his neck, and he was playing country music. And then we did a luau. There was like a luau theme. And next thing you know, they got the grass skirts on. It's the same guy. And he's doing a boom, 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 boom. He's got the bonk.
He's wearing a different outfit
every
day?
He is just multifaceted. I'm like, and I was mesmerized by him. I'm like, this is great. Wherever we go, like, he's going to be the lead guy, but he's going to adapt to whatever food theme there is.
Yeah, one day he's showing up with a cowboy hat and the bolo tie. And then the next day he's wearing a beach shirt.
Yep. And he's like Michael Scott on the steel drum there. They,
Hot.
617-779-0985. We'll wait for Bill Belichick to speak. First time he has spoken since the news on Josh Gordon yesterday. Paul's in Cambridge on Chris Hogan. Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Paul.
You know, you guys got me pumped up a little while ago talking about Hogan. The reason being is, like, when we first had Welker and Edelman was coming up, it was like, I was telling my son, watch this guy Edelman, because he's going to become somebody. Now, Hogan's no Brandon Cooks, but he always comes through for us. So I'm a big fan of Hogan. And I think down the stretch, like Zoe was saying, our cool guys are going to have to step up, and that will open up Hogan to all of a sudden get that play like he did last week. Let's get White back in the game, and let's get going. And that's it for me,
let's
guys.
Go.
See ya.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
All right, let's get going, Paul. That's the message. Chris Hogan, let's get going. You want to earn that big bag. Pat's in the car. Hey, Pat.
Pat, what's up?
Hey, what's up, boys?
How you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, even just refer to the last caller. These guys are going to get Chris Hogan open. Why wasn't Josh Gordon getting Chris Hogan open? I know he wasn't on the field most of the plays.
Well,
but
he did in Pittsburgh last week. That's for sure.
One
he
play.
Took three guys with him, yeah.
That's true. All right.
Okay.
So I just wanted to talk about even the last caller, too. They're mentioning about how Josh Gordon's bringing down this team. I can't blame Josh Gordon one bit for what this team has been like this year. I don't think he's been a liability at all.
No, he's not been a liability at all. I mean, if you sat here and you asked me, and I had no clue what Josh Gordon was going to be, but I got excited because it's Josh Gordon, 6'4", Flash Gordon. You know he was good at one time. And you said, Zoe, he's going to play and start probably 10 straight games. He's going to give her 700 yards. He's going to find a way to get in the end zone three times. Would you take that at that time? Yeah. I'd probably say yeah.
Yes.
Probably say yeah. So, I mean, okay, you gave up. You gave up, what, a fifth or whatever it's going to shake out to be to get a seventh back or whatever the exchange rate is to get a guy to help you get to where you need to be.
But the problem is
what?
That comes with the caveat, as long as he's not going to be any kind of a disruption or a distraction.
Which, I mean,
leaving with two games left in the season is both a disruption and a distraction.
It is. But,
and even though he may not have been a disruption, he was late for one bus. Oh, well. You know.
But they know the guy's got one strike when you bring him in. They all do.
Yeah.
And they probably talk to him and say, guys, we don't know. But help him. Do whatever you can to help get him up and going and make him feel a part of this. And that's all we can do. Give him an environment that we think he can successfully function in.
Liam's in South Boston. What's up, Liam?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I just want your take on the your top three Christmas foods and top two Christmas drinks.
Okay. We're going to pause right there, Liam, because Bill Belichick is going to the podium right now.
Yeah, it'll give us a couple minutes to think about this. Yeah, top three foods.
This is a good question.
And top two drinks.
I got it.
Two drinks. Yep. So that's five items we need to come up with.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. But we're going to send it down to Foxborough. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick set to speak. And why don't we go ahead? Are we ready for that? You tell me when.
He's talking. Maybe he's not.
A little bit of a delay in the line. Oh, okay. That's why.
All right.
As soon as we have it, we'll go to it. Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach.
Okay. So just on yesterday's news, I spoke with Josh yesterday morning, as I have several times since he's been here. And, you know, it's obviously an unfortunate situation. And personally, I hope, wish him the very best, as we all do, on this team. You know, he's made a statement. The organization's made a statement. League's made a statement. I've spoken at him at length over the last 3 months. And so I don't really have anything at this point to add to that. It's a private matter, and I hope that he's able to deal with it successfully. So, otherwise, we're moved on to Buffalo, and a big challenge ahead of us on Sunday. Today will be a big day for us, and we need to make the most of it and be ready to go.
Did you find out yesterday when you spoke to Josh that you would be moving on?
Yeah, I'm not going to, again, everything's been said. I have nothing to add to it. That's it.
Bill, a lot of the players have expressed sadness, you know, for a teammate they really liked. They also talked about moving on, like you just did, and how there's a process in that. What have you noticed from the players, how they responded, whether it's yesterday, today, to this situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game. We know Buffalo's tough. We know how they're going to compete and what we need to do to be competitive against them. So we practiced with that in mind yesterday. We'll do it again today, Saturday, and be ready to go on Sunday.
How difficult is it to get this news on a Thursday in week 16
that
you guys are getting
ready for scheduling? Yeah, well, it is what it is.
How much do you anticipate losing him is going to change the offense or change what you guys have to do on that side of the ball?
Yeah, look, we have a lot of good players. We have a lot of people that have contributed and perform well for us. And I have a lot of confidence in them and the whole team.
You feel like you guys did all that you could while Josh was here for him?
Yeah, I'm not gonna address any comments on that or make any comments on that.
Are you going to continue to work with him, or are you going to kind of part ways with him?
We're going to get ready for Buffalo and play Buffalo on Sunday.
What has Philip Dorsett brought the team this year?
I don't know, same thing he's brought it last year. Smart guy, that's versatile. Play multiple positions. He's been a dependable player for us.
How would you describe Dorsett's attitude and work ethic after playing so much in the first month of the season and having to take a back seat when Edelman and Gordon came?
Phil's tremendous. He's a tremendous kid. great teammate. I think he has everybody's total respect in the locker room on everything. His preparation, the way he treats other people, how unselfish he is. I was always ready for his role. I saw that in the Super Bowl last year. So there's, I don't think you could ask for any more than what he gives the team.
What confidence do you have in your remaining
bodies
here,
Jeff? I have confidence in our team.
Would you look into potentially adding a wide receiver at this point in the year, or is it too hard for anybody to come in at this time?
Yeah, we're going to try to put together the best game plan and be as competitive as we can against Buffalo on Sunday. That's what we're looking for right now.
Did Josh impress you while you're here with his ability just to fit in and be productive rather than that seems fairly rare for
us? Yeah, Ben, we're going to focus on Buffalo. I think I've commented on that multiple times. So we have plenty of transcripts on that if you want to read up on them.
What have you seen from Patterson in the last couple of weeks as he's played more receiver here than like previous
career
he was playing running back, but
more
receiver.
Yeah, well, he's played multiple positions for us, going all the way back to the spring. So it goes. So a lot of confidence in things he can do, and he's done multiple things for us.
Bill, is that something that the coaching staff has to try to handle during the season? Changes made to the roster just in terms of updating players on what the expectations are from them or what their roles might be?
Yeah, it's a National Football League. It's pretty much like that every week. On every team at some position. Not every position, but at some position.
What do you think of Sean McDermott, coach team? What stands out to you?
Well, coach. Very fundamentally sound. They have great effort and toughness. Discipline. Make you earn everything. Defensively, very sound. Put them into whichever system they go into and then evaluate how that goes. It's sometimes quite different, especially if the systems are different. I mean, anytime you take a player from one system and put them in another system, you see things that you didn't see before, and maybe you don't see some of the things that you did see before because it's a different system. So he's a good player. He's very athletic. He's got a good arm. He's a good competitor. He's tough. Done a good job for him.
Bill, what have you seen from or learned about Damon Patterson since he's done the practice?
He's done a good job for us. Just learning the offense. Most of his reps come on the scout team, but he also is learning the offense and is able to do more and more things each week of what we do. So there's that. All practice squad players kind of go through that where they work on their fundamentals and techniques in simulating the other team's players. At the same time, learn what we do in fewer opportunities to do it because the players who are playing get most of those. But he's making progress. He's been healthy all year. So it's a good thing.
Final question? curious on that. I know it's a practice squad guy, but Eric Smith, just to lose him, I mean, is that, I know it's on the practice squad and stuff, but do you have any thoughts on just sort of that, losing him, that layer of depth? That sort of.
It's the National Football League. We see those transactions every week. I'm sure we'll see him again next week. Somewhere in the league. I mean, that's the National Football League.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Not much to add on the Josh Gordon situation. They're on to Buffalo. On to Buffalo.
Feels a little like Cincinnati.
Yeah, Tom Brady will speak in the 1 o'clock hour, and maybe he'll add more than the head coach did. Tom Brady will speak later today. When he talks today, we'll have him live. You heard Phil Perry asking a question. Phil will be with us today. What time is he going to start? 11?
He's at 11:30. He's got to get back down there for Brady's press conference.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Well, if he does, he does. He's juggling a lot today. We'll adapt around Phil.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.